So to begin this series of conversations, we want to start off with the most obvious thing that this whole series of conversations will actually be about. And that is that the art of creating money resides in you. You're not learning how to do something that others know how to do, but you don't. You are not learning how to do anything, actually. What you're doing is amplifying something that you are already quite skilled at. Now, if you knew how to play the piano and were capable of at least banging out the chopsticks tune, you would essentially know how to strike the key so as to make the hammer hit the particular chord that it is going to make that resonates throughout the body of the piano. In other words, you just hit the C note and it plays the C sound, and that's what you hear because you hit the note. It's pretty simple. Now, the thing is that with very few exceptions, undoubtedly you did not build this piano, nor did you conceive of its structure or its form, nor did you ever really stop to think about how the wires are made, or how things are tuned, or how it's constructed, or where the wood grew in the trees that provided the wood. Nothing about this piano do you know more about, probably, other than just how to hit the C note. Creating money is exactly the same thing. Once you know how to play one song, you're capable of playing any song. Now, you may not want to play every song, and you may not be capable of doing intricate things because, let's say, your hands don't just move that way. It may also be that you're not very good at memorizing notes. It doesn't really matter. You're going to play the piano, if you want to, the way that you play the piano. In the same light, you are going to be creating money as you have been doing all of your life, the way that you want to be doing it. But that's where the rub comes, because very few of you are actually creating it the way you want to. Most of you are making money because you're supposed to make money, because you've got to have money to pay the bills, because in order to live, you're going to have some bills, because that's the way it works. If you're going to live in a house, you're going to have to pay for the house. And if you're going to live in the house, you're going to have some running water. You're going to have to pay the water bill, and then there's the electricity, and then there's the telephone, and then there's the internet. And then there's all those clothes you need to buy, and that car you need to operate, and the gas you need to put into it, and you've got to pay for these things because that's the way this works. Now, we're not contesting that that doesn't work like that. We're saying that the basis for creating money, if it is just to pay the bills, is not going to be very satisfying and will fall a little flat. But if you are creating money because you love to create money, then you're on the right track. And each of you loves something about money. You wouldn't be in this conversation otherwise. And we're not talking about that horrible, terrible, evil aspect of the love of money, which is the root of all something or another. What we mean here is that there's something about the having of money, the spending of money, the creating of money, the making of money, the giving away of money, the counting of money. There's something about your orientation to money that you actually like, that actually does resonate with you, that feels exactly right, and that belongs to you. If you're in this conversation, then money is a part of your reality in a way that is obvious and measurable and noticeable. Because this is not a conversation about how to not have to deal with filthy lucre, or not have to get your hands dirty by handling cash dollars or pounds or euro. This conversation is about the art of creating money, and that art resides in you. And the purpose of this conversation, our intention in being here with you over these 7 days and in our workshop, is to help you, to the extent that you want our help, to discover that art within yourself. So the first thing we would recommend, and this is our suggestion for today, is that you think about, in fact, it might be helpful to write them down, as many instances as you can of when money has shown up in your life in a way that felt really good. Now, some of you will say, well, I really like being paid by my employer. Okay, so that's one way that you have a paycheck. And you like getting your paycheck, and you like cashing your paycheck, or you like depositing your paycheck, or you like seeing that it was deposited for you. You like having the money that are the fruits of your labor, that is the result of the contract that you have with your employer that says, if I do this, you will do that. So that's really, really good. Now, there are probably some other instances where money has fallen out of the sky in some way or another, or in which you, as the employer, as opposed to the employee, or the business owner, as opposed to the worker, have actually contracted with your clients and customers to deliver services and products for which you have been paid. And there are some times that you enjoyed being paid, and there are probably some times you didn't enjoy being paid. You weren't really clear about the deal, or you weren't quite sure what you were getting yourself into, and so you might have been a little bit nervous. And that's okay, too. What we're looking for here is for you to start giving your attention to ways in which you have created money in the past, up until this moment, that felt really good. It can be under any circumstance, under any possible provision. There's no limit to what you can imagine here. There's no trying to get it right or be spiritual about it. What we would suggest is that you just sit down with a piece of paper, or just sit down and sort of, in your own mind, start thinking about times in which you have been paid money and you enjoyed being paid money, or times in which money has come into your experience in some way or another, that it got into your hands in a way that you really, really enjoyed. Those would be instances of you creating money in a way that you like. And you see, the art of creating money is about doing what you like. Just like we would never suggest, if we were going to be, let's say, having a conversation about the art of playing the piano, that you play the piano if you don't like playing the piano. Or if you were to come into such an experience and say, well, I don't like jazz, but I really love the classical masters. I love Mozart, and I love Brahms, and I love all these different composers from the way back when. But it has to be at least 200 or 300 years ago, or else I'm just not interested. Now, in the world, the way that is handled is a very grim taskmaster will show up in your life and say, but you've got to learn how to play jazz. You've got to learn how to play the American standards. You've got to learn how to play this sort of new modernistic discordant type of piano composition. You have to learn how to play the basics. You have to learn how to do this because you want to be well-rounded. You need to know everything so then you can focus in on your specific. Now, we're not debating whether there's a right way or a wrong way to teach the playing of the piano, but we do know one thing about the nature of vibration, particularly when it comes to a subject like money. Now would be a really good time to let go of it all. Anything that brought you to this moment where you were thinking, I need to, or I should, or I'm supposed to, and turn your attention as much as you possibly can to how much you enjoy creating money, having money, spending money, giving money away, investing money, socking it into a coffee can and putting that in the freezer. Whatever it is that you like to do with money, it's a very good idea for you to pay attention to that. What you want to do is pay attention to your alignment such as it exists already, and then let that expand from here. Now, over the next few days, we'll be talking more and more and more about this, because the real, true art of creating money is not in order to make money in order to get rid of something. That's always going to be very difficult. We don't have to tell you that because you have lots of experience in that. You might be very diligent, and you might be very dutiful, and you might be very responsible, according to the ways of the world, by paying all your bills on time and making sure it always happens. But if you're doing it with a grim face, and you're doing it sort of in the sense of, they can take this check out of my cold, dead hands, then probably the art of creating money is not something you've yet tapped into. You may be very good at paying your bills, but that's not the same thing as creating money. Creating money is something that happens, like playing the piano when you feel inspired. Creating money is something that happens out of the fullness of your experience, not out of the limitation of it. Creating money is something that happens because you like to create money. Just like playing the piano, we would only suggest you ever do it because you like playing the piano. Or taking clay and sculpting it into something, anything at all, we would only suggest that you do because you like sculpting clay. We wouldn't suggest that you grit your teeth and really sit down and try really hard to sculpt clay because you're supposed to. Just in the same way, we would not suggest that you create money because you're supposed to. Now, what we're assuming here, and what we think is probably already going on, at least it would appear to us that this is quite the case, is that these statements that we're making here are probably generating quite a bit of contrast within you, and that's exactly right. This is going to be a very good opportunity for you to see what you are thinking about the art of creating money that you may not even realize. Not because they're deep, dark secrets hidden in a mysterious, deeply undisturbed, unconscious mind, but because you're so accustomed to them, you may not have been seeing them up until now. Or maybe you brushed by them but hadn't given them much thought. Whatever the case is, this is an excellent opportunity today in these next 6 days to change your mind and to start creating money because you want to, not because you have to. No one of you will be doing it the same way as anyone else. Every one of you is oriented to this topic in a very unique and very distinct way, and we are very much looking forward to uncovering those and being with you as you describe them to yourself and as you find them. This is an excellent opportunity for you to sit with yourself and to call in your helpers, your guides, your angels, to call in every single aspect of your creation, to call in your connection to the universe, to source energy, to unconditional love, and say, I am at the very center of the art of creating money, and I am creating money in a fabulous, wonderful, delicious, amazing way. Now, when we say this, we're not talking about what you're going to do. We don't mean what books you're going to sell, or what jobs you're going to have, or what brooms you're going to push in order to make a dime or a buck. What we're talking about here is your approach to this vibrationally. This is a vibrational conversation that will have physical aspects to it, and certainly manifest itself in physical ways. But the art of creating money resides in you, and it's a vibrational idea that then becomes manifested in physical terms.